Hoppin' on Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Cypress Hill is coming to town Friday night at Uptown Theater along with Hollywood Undead, Exhibit, and Dimrick. On the phone with us right now is Sin Dog, one-third of the group of Cypress Hill. Sin, what's good?
Everything is well, my brother. How are you?
Hey, everything is well on this end as well. Getting ready to see Cypress Hill come into town, Uptown Theater, Friday night, starting off the St. Patrick's Day weekend, man. This is going to be a nice little show, Sin. How you been?
It is going to be a great show, man. You know, we've been on the road now for a few weeks, and it's a really interesting lineup, you know, and, fans are really getting their money's worth. So, you know, we've been having a good time on the road with, you know, everybody involved in Dimrick and Exhibit. You know, they lead off the set, and it's incredible what they do. And then the Hollywood Undead guys go up there, and they're very entertaining. You know, Cypress Hill, you know, we're masters at what we do. So it's been going on. It's been like a really, really good fun time, you know, with all the bands involved, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like a party just going on tour, huh? Just taking it from your backyard and just taking it on the road. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. You know, there's no political statements being made here or anything like that. We're just having a good time, man. We're just touring, you know, and playing music and the way it should be.
Man, how good does it feel to still be 30 years in the game right now, still doing your thing, and still have the fan base that y'all have? Because people still ain't forgot about Cypress Hill, still roll with you this long into your career.
Man, that's special. That's a very special feeling, you know. I definitely got to say thank you to all the fans around the world, you know, that have supported us for these last 30 years. I guess that's why we keep doing it, because the fans keep coming back, whether we have an album out or not. Our shows are always packed, so, you know, that's a reason to keep going. But it's a very special thing, you know, to be in a band for 30 years, and we never thought we'd make it past, you know, 7 or 8 years. So to be here at 30 years is, you know, it's an incredible feeling.
What's the most memorable time in your career being a part of Cypress Hill? Is there one particular moment that still stands out in your career right now?
Actually, yeah, there's two of them. One is more of a bigger deal than the other, but Woodstock 94, 500,000 people up there in upstate New York, that was crazy.
Ooh.
I've never seen so much humanity. And then I think just getting signed to begin with, you know, being a couple of guys from a little area called Southgate back in California, and not really much came out of Southgate, you know, and we were able to get a label interested and believe in us and push hard for Cypress. And I think that was an accomplishment in itself. And sometimes when I think about it, I'm like, well, I still can't believe we actually did that, you know?
Y'all stood out for real, especially with that first video, How I Could Just Kill a Man. At least that's how I got introduced to Cypress Hill. And boy, did that production on that beat and just what y'all came through. Lovely with the visuals on my TV. And every time I watch Juice now, that's the first song that comes to my head. I don't even think about the soundtrack. I think about that particular scene when Q and Bishop is going at each other and y'all playing that song in the background. Man, how's it feel to still perform that record today?
It's still a gas, man. You know what I mean? Like, I still get a charge out of being on stage and performing these songs, some that, you know, go back to 1988, you know, and people are still jamming to them. You know, it's still it's a rad feeling, you know, to still be performing these songs and having younger audiences and older audiences both in one venue, you know, singing along to it. The musical gods have definitely blessed us in a big way, and, you know, we're grateful. You know, we're definitely feel that we're blessed.
Man, I got Sin Dog on the phone with me right now, part of Cypress Hill. They're going to be in town Friday night at the Uptown Theater. Make sure you get online at KPRS.com to find out how you can get your tickets and be a part of this great show. Sin, I got to ask you, man, you know, the big push right now throughout the whole country is legalizing marijuana. Y'all be on that forefront way before it's been popular right now and what's been going on. What's your thoughts on everybody legalizing and trying to legalize?
Well, you know, the legalization movement is, you know, it has its pros and its cons. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Along with legalization, you get higher taxation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And without legalization, we're all getting busted for it still. So it has its pros and its cons. But I'm definitely for it. And I do believe that, you know, as a few police people have told me that, you know, they're tired of busting people for marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a waste of time to them. So I think in that aspect, it's good that it'll be legalized and you can't get any trouble with the law for it. You know, and just be a happy stoner, you know, where the struggle continues. Don't get me wrong. Even though we have a lot of states now that have committed to medical or just straight legal, but the struggle continues. There's still a front out there. You know, Cypress is still at the front, and we're still knocking down borders every day. We're not resting.
Do y'all have a strain or anything? Any business going on with that right now?
Yeah, I started a company. I call it Hill House Reserve. It's based in California. And I think it's about almost like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago that I started it. And then, you know, I'm starting to see it grow in popularity. And hopefully one day, you know, we'll be able to do business in other states as well. You can find us on Instagram, you know, at Hill House Reserve. and you'll see my face all over it.
That's what's up, Sam. Before I let you go, I gotta ask you, any new music coming out for you?
Yeah, I have a lot of fans know already, but I have a rap metal band that I play in called Power Flow.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I get done touring with Cypress, I report back to those guys and continue working on our second album, and then hopefully be able to, you know, get on the road and do some shows and come to Kansas City. I don't think we've been there yet.
Come on with it, Sam. You got to come on through and show us how it go down with your rock group, man. I definitely want to see that happen, man. Look forward to see what you're going to do this weekend at the Uptown Theater. I've been telling everybody it's going to be like 420 on 315. That's what it's going to be this Friday.
That's right. Get your tickets this Friday, Cypress Hill, coming through live with Hollywood Undead, Exhibit, and Demrick. It's a hella show. You don't want to miss this one. Get your tickets, you know?
Good stuff, Sam. Appreciate your time. Thank you, man. And look forward to see what y'all going to do this weekend, man. Enjoy the rest of your day, dog.
Thank you, brother. And I look forward to meeting you in a couple days.